Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Mrs. Carey, well, man, we're a long ways apart, man. I'm on the West Coast over here on the East Coast, and I bet you your weather's even worse than mine. But, you know, just we're going to live with that, I guess, right?
I always say that you found the secret to life is living in a warm weather climate, one of the things that keeps
and
you
I'm,
so young
no,
and happy.
No, it's freezing here. I'm telling you, it's freezing. I need to get out of here. As soon as this interview's over, I'm heading to Cabo.
Well, I just got back from Vegas yesterday, and it was freaking snowing there. People didn't know what to do.
I'm telling you, they don't know how to drive. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to dress in warm climates, you know, when it gets cold. You guys know what you're doing back there, but we're not pros out here. So, you know, people get in wrecks, you know, they don't know how to drive on wet pavement. And I go out in my bathing suit and a T-shirt, you know, and I catch a cold. You know, it's not good.
Go out with a bottle of rum, and you'll be fine.
I got that one down.
Yeah, we know. You're like the hardest working man in show business right now.
Well, listen, it's not work. I swear to you, if you do what you love to do and you stay inspired, then it's not work. The only time it's work is when you go, you wake up and you go, man, I do not feel like doing this. You know, what am I doing this for? And then you have to do it anyway, so then that's work. You got to roll up your sleeves and go to work. But most of the things I choose to do are things that I love to do, like making rum or making tequila or going on tour or making a record or just going to Cabo and singing down there. You know, it just, you know, that's not work. I swear it's not. I'm probably the laziest guy in the rock and roll.
At least you're honest about it.
Tells me, they go, how do you get everything done? Like, you know, everyone thinks that I'm just like this workaholic. I'm going, man, I am so lazy. I lay in bed until 10, 11 o'clock every morning. I'll pick up the phone and I'll make a couple calls and I think and then I decide what I want to do and I get up and do it. But it just seems so easy because, like I said, I'm just doing things I like to do. But I don't know. I think I'm lazy. If I wasn't lazy, oh, man, I'd rule the world. I'd be president.
I would love to see you in the Oval Office in a Hawaiian shirt. That would be amazing.
Oh, brother. No, sister. Excuse me, sister. Well, first of all, I probably wouldn't have a shirt on. I wear a bathing suit every day of my life. I wake up, I put on a bathing suit, like, you know, board shorts, no shoes, no shirt. If it's too cold, maybe I'll put on a T-shirt. And then if I have to go out, I will dress accordingly. But around my house, I don't care where I'm at, if it's snowing outside, I'm in a bathing suit. So if I was in the Oval Office, I'd have my bare feet up on the Oval Office desk, and I would probably be having a little cocktail and maybe even roll a tight one up if I had to, you know what I mean, just to really relax myself.
Hey, you're playing the Pavilion on May 28th. Speaking of rolling one up.
Let's get down to business. I forgot.
It's legal in Massachusetts, dude. It's legal now.
Well, thank God in May it'll be nice and warm, right?
That's right.
Well, I can't wait. I haven't played the Boston area in, like, God, 100 years. And why, I don't know. Don't ask me why. I mean, I don't tour that much, but I guess I just haven't been invited. So,
well, you played our Halloween party a few years ago, and you were in town over at the Middle East with Chickenfoot way back in the day, which was a blast.
Yeah.
But you haven't been here with the Circle.
That's when I remember. I played a Halloween party for you guys?
Yeah. You don't remember? I was covered in blood and tried to hug you.
No, listen, there's a lot of things I don't remember. You know, you got to realize that, number one, I'm getting old, and number two, I drink, and then number three, I don't really care that much about anything that already happened. You know what I mean? I always got my eyes and ears forward, like, look what's coming at me, you know? So we're going to have a blast. I haven't played there with the Circle, right?
Right, exactly, and it's going to be an outdoor show May 28th at the Pavilion. There couldn't be a more perfect venue for you.
Boom. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I love the circle. We play Montrose. We play Chickenfoot. We play Van Halen, Van Hagar. We play early Sammy. We play later Sammy. We made a new record, so now we play some of our own stuff, and we sprinkle it with a little Led Zeppelin every now and then. And I'm telling you, when Jason kicks off rock and roll, the way he plays drums exactly like his dad, I got to pinch myself every night. When he kicks that sucker off, I'm going, wait a minute. I have to turn around. I have to look. I go, no, it's Jason. Sounds just like his dad. You know, we have a good time. We take you on a little rock and roll kind of history trip, you know?
Well, you brought up the new music. It's going to be out a couple weeks before you're in town. It's called Space Between. When you sat down to think about this record, where did the concept album thing come from? Because this is new for you.
Yeah, it really is. It started with a song about the beginning of money back when the Federal Reserve, I think it was 1864 or 1796 or whatever it was, long time ago. I thought about the idea of how before they were printing money, how we used to make a living and how people would do it. They would go work and they would barter. You know, you'd trade for flour or gold, you'd bring pelts in and trade them for, you know, 50 pounds of bacon to take up to your cabin and live. You know, it was like a whole different kind of thing. So anyway, I wrote this song called The Devil Came to Philly. And I was writing about that, about the Federal Reserve, the beginning of that, and how it's kind of like the root of all evil. Everyone thinks, oh, money's the root of all evil. But I don't want to give the whole story away, but that's the thought that started it. And then it seemed like it kept going, and I don't know why. Then all of a sudden my life came into it, and I started writing about what I know about finances and business and about money and charities and greed and helping other people and all the different aspects of life. And it just seems like it kind of wrote itself, and the next thing I know, I had a concept record, and I'm going, you know, I mean, I stuck with it. I knew what I was doing halfway through it, but when I first started, it wasn't going to be a concept. I just was writing one particular song about the Federal Reserve, The Devil Came to Philly, where the first money was printed. And anyway, it's kind of fun. I'll tell you, any artist out there, what I learned is I've written, you know, hundreds and hundreds of songs in my life through Van Halen, through Montrose, through Chickenfoot, through my solo stuff, and it's so much easier to write a concept record like a book. You know, the songs are chapters, and it's so much easier than trying to just make up a new song, a new book in every song, and then just randomly writing about it. I don't know why I haven't done this before, because it's really easier to write chapters than it is single songs, and that's what I learned. So try it. Tom Scholz, get out there, make a concept record, Tom.
Do you have a favorite concept album besides, obviously, the one you're talking about that you wrote?
I think Pink Floyd, every one of their records are probably concept records. But that's one, you know, I think Pink Floyd, they got it. The Wall, you know, their records are deep. And so I don't think I'm not trying to compete with them by any means, but I think I made a pretty damn good record for an old guy, you know what I mean?
If you're going to write songs about the Federal Reserve, you should go on that Drunk History TV show. Have you seen that show?
No, I don't watch much TV except my own show, you know, Rock and Roll Road Trip. I like to entertain myself. You know what I mean?
Well, get the rum ready, Sammy, because we'll see you in May at the Pavilion.
Oh, if it ain't in town, I'll bring my own. Don't you worry, and I'll bring enough for everybody. Woo!
I'm going to take you up on that.
All right. Come on, I'm easy.
Thank you so much for calling. It was great catching up.
All right, I can't wait to get to town and play Boston. I'm in the circle. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.